And welcome, everybody, to episode 380 of RP Grinders. I'm your host. I'm not going to be your host this week.
Francis.
Alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug. Gentlemen, how are you?
Well, we're good because we're not quitting.
Good.
Yeah, there's that.
I'm kind of depressed.
Why?
Because car trouble's expensive. Oh. Need bailing out by parents. Yeah. That makes me feel inadequate.
You're not inadequate. Yeah. Dude. We've all been.
Yeah, everyone has been there, dude. More than once.
Yeah, trust me, man. I have spent
13 grand to fix a whole host of issues that all happened at once. I originally just wanted to send it in to get the brake pads fixed, and which I still would have gotten help for.
Dude,
you could
get a new car.
But in addition, I found out my headlights needed replacing, and I can't just do that myself, so I had to take it in. Huh. And I found out that my radiator.
Radiator
and transmission fluids. Transmission fluids were leaking, and my radiator had a hole in it.
Ugh, sucks.
Oh, dude, you could get a new car for that amount of money.
13 grand?
I
paid about $10,000 for the car.
Oh my god, dude! It's almost time to just give up and get a.
Yeah, that's sounding like a lemon.
Yeah,
I bought a used car and I spent like $3,000 or $4,000 on it. And I spent more on repairs than that, but $10,000? You've spent $13,000?
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man.
Dude,
I haven't even spent that much on my car.
Yeah. Hey guys, this could
of course a lot of the repairs of my car were had to be manufacturer repaired for at their cost. So
yeah.
Well, that's
the good
so
news
many
of buying a shitty car.
Yeah. That's because of all the cum stains on the upholstery.
Oh god, nastiness.
We have 6 ton of car.
Oh god, you guys are awful.
Who has
he doesn't?
Hey guys, this is going to be kind of a special edition of RP Grinders.
Hasn't been busted by the cops.
He's not going to be here most
of
the time.
I'm not going to be. It's going to be like a downtrodden edition of RP Grinders.
No way, it's going to be the best one ever.
We don't have to
live Frank show with. Without Frank.
Yeah, but nonetheless, these guys are going to take you on into the RPG news.
I don't know who user is.
That's Breakman. Of course it's Breakman.
If there's a man at the end, it's usually me.
Yeah.
yeah, there's always a man at your end.
Yeah.
I figured as soon as it left my lips, I knew.
Yeah, there was always a man at Gamergate's end, because they always seem to be pro-MRA.
Yeah, I'm sure, Breakman, as soon as it left your lips, you knew. Yeah. Anyway.
MRA is typically not pro-men.
Yeah. Alright guys, I'm gonna leave the show to these guys. These guys know what they're doing. Hey, we're only 20 episodes away from 400, so, we're sauntering on. I'm gonna leave. I might try to join at the very tail end of the show, but, no promises. I got a birthday party to attend for my daughter, so, you guys, have a good evening.
Fucking children.
Yeah, goddamn kids, man. Get off my goddamn lawn, but... All right, guys, have a good show, and hopefully I'll join you later. If not, I'll listen to the show later. Later, guys.
Later.
Frank's so old, his lawn has died.
Now let's bring out the bongs.
I know. Wait.
I like not having children for that reason. I never have to go to a surprise children's birthday party.
You never have to go to a children's birthday party anyway.
That sounds like a nightmare to me. Just saying, like. Yeah, I can't imagine it would be.
Wait, Deadpool's still in theaters? I just found out.
Yeah, baby. Dude, it's only been like 4 weeks?
Mm.
5 weeks?
That's a month. Movies usually don't last a month, though, no matter how good they are.
Well, it depends on how successful they are. And Deadpool has been massively successful.
Mm. Well, I guess people are still seeing it, because... Otherwise, because numbers tend to drop after a month anyway.
Remember when a successful movie would be in the theaters for, like, months on end?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those days are long gone. Actually, I just heard there was somebody who wants to develop a new technology. If they can get movie theaters on board, the technology would be that basically you can stream brand new movies at home. But it'd be really...
Cutting out theater.
Yeah.
But people
theaters are terrified of that. Well,
no,
what
they
thing is,
I love could do is they could work together with the filmmakers and just, you know,
well,
stream
if,
it.
If you'd let me finish, part of the thing is they're talking about working with the movie theaters where they get a cut of the money. They're talking about spending like $50 to watch a one of those movies at home.
Getting film reels or digital projectors.
But they'd be at the same time cutting in the movie the movie theater industry. So yeah. Be interesting.
I have the feeling that I will be surprised if in another 15 years, 20 at the absolute most, if movie theaters are not a thing of the past. I suspect movie theaters will disappear the same way that movie rental places have.
I don't know. I think they'll hang on because they're those diehard people that refuse to not do anything else. Because, you know, there are people that have to go to see a movie
but
like
the problem is
Day and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, that kind of thing is not going to keep a market alive when the market is pushing ever more toward convenience and instant access.
Yeah, that's true.
We're seeing that start to happen now because if you look at places like Netflix and I think Hulu as well. I mean, they're not just doing video like TV series and documentaries. They're doing like full fledged movie productions now. Like they're doing like the Ridiculous Six or whatever on Netflix. I didn't watch it because fuck that.
I was gonna say nobody watched that, right?
But essentially it's the same kind of thing that the. YouTube is – they didn't – they acquired the rights to Laser Team as a YouTube Red exclusive movie. So you can buy a physical copy of it if you want. But, it's one of the things where if you want to just stream the movie, the only place you can do it is if you have YouTube Red. It's like it's just something to encourage people to subscribe to their paid services. And that's what I think we're going
to
keep seeing more and more of.
I've had considered temporarily subscribing just to watch a Laser Team and then unsubbing my trial.
Yeah, well, you give you like a 30-day trial. Plus, it's also ad-free. So if you do a lot of your YouTube browsing on a set-top device or like a Roku or a phone or anything, it can be nice because I mean it's not you a lot of stuff you don't have like ad blockers and stuff to keep that stuff from popping up all over the place.
All right, well, that
let's
was
get with the news then.
I was gonna say we went off on a crazy tangent. Probably maybe we should do some news.
Get yourself from a situation and come back here, but that's probably not gonna happen.
It wasn't that crazy a tangent.
I didn't mean like I just meant like we just kind of went off.
I know what you meant, break asshole.
I'm gonna cry by myself.
Just like anyway, the first.
Oh yeah, right. Cool. I forgot.
First article is another What the Fuck Japan, Goddamn it Japan article. From Silicon Era, we got Genkai Toki, Seven Pirates, their only feature female characters. Pileheart recently revealed that Genkai Toki, Seven Pirates, is our latest title from the series. Thanks, Silicon Era.
Yep, Silicon Era. Their stellar editing quality is on display.
Norihisa Kochiwa.
Wow, I can barely hear either one of you. You both sound like robots in the distance.
I think you may need...
Anyways,
Yeah, we can't, like, hang up either.
Anyways, it's kind of like an interview. I guess he asked questions, and... one of them... The second one says, will any male characters make an appearance? And they said they will not appear. We've decided on focusing on the... focus on expressing the soft breast of women. So, yeah, it's a booby game. And
okay, hang on. I have to say one thing. Expressing a breast means to squeeze it until milk comes out.
But anyways,
I mean, that's literally what it means.
I know, but I guess it's kind of like Omega Labyrinth, where you can increase the bust size, but you can also decrease the bust size if you want.
We must increase our bust.
So apparently smaller breasts mean that your characters are faster, but they're apparently stronger and have better defense if they're bigger.
So it's essentially like a booty Shield. Version of the bodybuilding and weight gain and everything mechanic from GTA San Andreas. Mm-hmm. Remember that, like you could gain weight and get fat, and
the more attacking you do, the bulkier you get. And apparently the game punishes you for eating meat.
Wait. So the more attacking you do, the bigger, the firmer the breasts get?
Mm. So we get Amazon women then?
This is the best game I've ever heard of. I need to order this game now.
The game, this kind of concept probably won't come to the West, even with IFA doing it and not a company like that.
To be able to import it.
They'll probably do an English version, even
that's
though...
That's true, I don't need to read English. I just
even
need
though
to...
Moe Crystal isn't available in English yet, or probably it won't ever be, even though you can get the original Moe Chronicle in English.
I just imagine this going, like, someone...
What?
Like, you max out everything to 999, and... can't see anything. All you can see is UI.
You're cutting in and out, but I'm getting the idea that you were talking about your breasts get so massive that that's all you see.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
I'm
surprised that the fan service genre in Japan still exists, because from what I hear from Ryogo Satome he used to be a part of Japanator, I think. He lived in there for a while, and he, I guess, looks up the sales numbers of some of these games, and there was a trend where they were on the decline in sales. And people are getting tired of them, apparently.
There will always be new 13-year-olds.
Those people are gay, I think. If they're tired of breasts.
If they can still make profit, they're going to do it, I guess.
I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be offensive, but if you get tired of breasts and you're a man, maybe you're a homosexual.
Or maybe you just want something that you haven't seen before, and breasts have done it for you for a while.
Homosexual.
This is the time I want to promote Tansoft to make a game where it's all about butts and twerking. That might work.
Actually, I think that would. I think you're right. A dance game all about twerking.
Make it like Super Hot, where time only moves when you move.
Oh, I can barely hear you, man. This goddamn you, Skype. Why are you doing this to us?
Skype, I know. Things go crazy.
Yeah, we're finally going to Frank. Sabotage us like a Skype.
Skype did sabotage more, let's move on to the next one.
All right.
I'll read it. I've got it up. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Tales of the Rey's second teaser trailer. Bandai Namco has released the second. Has released the second teaser trailer for Tales of the Rey's in December. Announced Tales RPG for smartphones.
I don't know why they're calling it The Rays.
Sorry, I had to mute myself so I could belch. The teaser trailer reveals main characters... Oh my, what the fuck? I-C-K-X? That's
Ix?
How you spell the fucking
it's
name?
They
might as well call
them three K sounds in it.
And I could have understood that.
Gact!
Gex
is Neve.
No, they probably could have gotten a lawsuit, because he probably.
No, wait. I think I know how it's pronounced. Popeye laugh.
If they localize it, it just be.
You could say Popeye's on it. Well, see, now I want to play a game where the voice actor just does Popeye impersonations for every character.
Well, I think Natsuro High School is a game that's bad not because of its perviness, it's just bad because it's buggy as shit, and there's nothing to do, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you can perv on girls, but that's not really the focus of the game. The game doesn't really have a focus. That's part of its problem.
Talking about the other game?
We're talking about SMT talked about in chat. He's talking about a game called Natsuro High School.
No, I thought we were talking about the breast game ever. Genkai,
We're talking about Tales of Arise now, aren't we?
Genkai Toki, the best game ever.
Har har. All right, are we done with this?
Yeah, because after that name, I'm
Tales of Arise. That sounds suspiciously like Radiant Mythology, and that was a terrible game.
Mm, okay. All right, coming to us live from Silicon Era, fight bright, colorful creatures on gaudy alien worlds in Slide Through. Gets players to swap color-coded heroes around to fight bright-colored alien creatures in its puzzle/strategy-based combat. Party members move down the screen in a single file, walking forward toward their enemies. The players must swap heroes back and forth to ensure that the hero they wish to fight the monster will walk into it, trading blows. The four playable heroes have RPG-like stats and equipable items and gear, but also must manage their friendship and morale as they play. When not managing their party, players can explore the world, talking to the odd creatures to gain access to quests and new dungeons. The combat system, other than it having like RPG elements, it reminds me of that weird-ass PlayStation game where you had this line of like bodybuilders, and you would just walking, marching in a line, and you had to put them in certain poses as they walked through through walls. And like holes that were made, like basically like the Looney Tunes cartoon hole in the wall, and you had to put them in just the right position.
You talking about that weird Muscle Man game that was on the Wii?
Yeah,
the Wii weird game.
Was it on the Wii? I could have. Yeah. I don't know about that. I thought it was on. I thought it was like a PS2 game.
I may be
mistaken. It
might have been an import only game.
Yeah, well, it was something where they it was import only, but like they made it available in the U.S. for some weird reason.
You mean like on the network?
I guess. Yeah, that was like a downloadable. They made it into a downloadable title that you could get. Mm. But yeah, it's like it sounds like that. It sounds kind of rhythm oriented.
This game is at least colorful.
Yeah, I mean the art on it. It looks the art in the
characters
kind of nice.
look like they're decal sticker things.
Yeah, so. I mean, because they have like the very distinct. There's the white and black outline around everything, so and that's kind of neat. I mean, it looks it has a distinctive art style, so at least it doesn't look generic.
Mm. But let's move on with the next one. We got Xbox One version of Stranger of Swords City as a price lowering pre-order promotion. Experience has announced a pre-order promotion for the Xbox One version of Stranger of Swords City. Game is going to be $40.49, and I keep getting notifications. I might actually turn off Janitor. Yeah, there we go. This is when it launches on the console. However, pre-ordering the game will make the price drop to $30.49. It will be a digital release on the Xbox One, and pre-orders have gone live since the 8th. And I need to work on getting my review in. I need to put at least 10 hours in before I can write the review, according to the contest. But that's probably more than enough for the game, because it's very similar to the other games that I played. But it's a little bit more difficult than those. But since the $10 discount will be immediately applied after someone purchases the game, so it's kind of like a rebate.
Yeah.
So those who pre-order will also be able to preload the game. You can just install it, and it'll be ready for you when it launches.
Well, 25% discount is a decent reason to pre-order, I guess.
Yeah, and the game is going to launch on March 22nd, so that's 2 weeks. And it'll have an 8-hour trial version. Save data and achievements from the demo carry over the full game. And the PlayStation Vita version of the game will be released on April 26th, and in Europe on April 29th. And I don't think the translation for the game is any different between the two versions, it's just a matter of, is it ready yet?
Yeah.
So, and who's publishing it? Experience is publishing the Xbox One and the version themselves. And that's who's running the contest that I'm participating in. Although I probably would have asked them anyway, so it worked out.
Yeah, that works.
And I'll have to get back to that over the weekend, if I can squeeze in enough time, because I'm also trying to get Sanren Kagura done before the next game comes out. But
I can't imagine that game's that content heavy.
Well, it has like four scenarios, and there's like five chapters in each. I think there's like five levels per chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
fairly extensive.
So it's kind of meatier than the other two games.
Yeah. Sound
but,
bad.
With that, we've got cancellation talk.
We do.
I think this is yours, Rick.
Okay, mine. Yeah. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Well, I guess I should say coming to us dead from Silicon Era. Fable Legends canceled due to Lionhead Studios and Press Play Studios impending closures. Oh, shit. Lionhead's going out of business. I did not know that.
Yeah, Lionhead was, like, super bloated.
I know, but I thought they'd, like, shrink it or something instead of just killing it all together. Two studios, I guess so. Closures, two game cancellations. Lionhead Studios and Press Play Studios will both be closing. This means the games both developers are working on, Fable Legends and Project Knoxville, which is starring Johnny Knoxville, have been canceled. Press Play Studios closure is confirmed, while Microsoft reports it is in discussions with employees about the proposed closure of Lionhead Studios in the UK. Specific reasons for Lionhead Studios and Press Play Studios closure and Fable Legends and Johnny Knoxville project cancellations were not revealed. In its statement, Microsoft said these changes are taking effect as Microsoft Studios continues to focus its investment and development on the games and franchises that fans find most exciting and want to play. Quote unquote.
Maybe, yeah. That pretty much sums it up right there, because the last I checked, Fable was like, the original one was like, oh, Fable, yeah, Fable was pretty good. And, yeah, Fable 2 was like, oh, this is better. Fable 3 apparently really sucked. And like my impression is that it's been a case of diminishing returns. And people are just kind of like, eh. And people are sick of Peter Mullen.
I also hated about one thing about Fable 2 is that if you got too magic heavy, your character would get, like, magic tattoos, and they just looked freaky and not even good. Because if you're in the good side, then they're all, like, runic and stuff, but they still kind of look disturbing. It's like, I want to be a magic person, but I also want to make my character look photogenic. Now they look like a big, muscly Amazon with tattoos all over their face. Why?
Because you're just closed-minded.
And also apparently eating anything other than vegetables makes you evil.
Nice. Maybe Peter Molyneux is a vegan.
Fable sucks because it's a hipster game.
It sounds like there's definitely some vegans on that. Yeah, okay. You win. I moved on.
Are you okay? You all set, Break?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay.
That was pretty much it. Both games canceled. Studio's dead and moved on.
Yeah, moving on. Speaking of moving on. speaking of dead and moving on, coming to us live from Destructoid, EverQuest Next has also been canceled.
I like the
blurb they decided to make in big font was, it wasn't fun. Like, well, that sounds like the problem they've had with EverQuest from the very beginning. But no, it's like we set out to make something revolutionary.
Other MMOs weren't around yet.
Set out to make something revolutionary. Unfortunately, as we put together the pieces, we found that it wasn't fun. The game wasn't meeting expectations internally and was unlikely to please fans either, according to Shanks, who noted that EverQuest and EverQuest 2 are going strong, somehow. Rest assured that our passion to grow the world of EverQuest remains undiminished.
Finally, a developer saying their game sucks. Thank you, God. Finally, some honesty. This game sucks. We're canceling it. Thank you. Instead of releasing it and forcing it upon the public,
That probably happens more often than you'd think. It's just most games don't get to that point, to the point where like, oh well, yeah, we've been working on it for 3 years. It's like,
yeah, I don't think Bombshell should have ever been made.
I know a lot of games get canceled, but for a game to be so far along and then for them to say like, you know what, this isn't working. We just need to start over or give up because this is just not working.
Cut your losses.
That's more rare.
But 3 years in development, that's a lot of freaking resources devoted to the development of a game to just go.
Absolutely.
That's, I mean, it must have been
that's
really
a
bad
name
if
to Next, really?
Well, I mean, wouldn't if you cancel a game like that, wouldn't you prefer to cancel it instead of releasing it and your fans being unhappy with you and then, you know, some of them not coming back?
You would think, though, it's like, I imagine they tried to just to see if, like, okay, this isn't fun. Let's try and retool it so we can make it fun. And, if they reached a point where, like, yeah, this stuff is unsalvageable, then, yeah, it sucks because just on, you know, it's like, I'm sure there are people who are waiting for
it. Hey, at least they did better than Sega did in Sonic 06 or Sonic Boom. I don't know which is bugging Sonic 06 or Sonic Boom. Sonic 06 is
usually
just awful, though. I mean, beyond the bugs in that game, it's just the plot was just goofy as shit.
What was the one where you transformed into a werewolf?
That was Sonic Unleashed. A werehog.
Unleashed. That was terrible. I hated that game.
Technically, he
hated
the only
that
one I heard
because
that
a were means to change, and he's already a hog. So what would he be changing into?
No, were means no. That's not what were means. Were means man.
Man. Yeah. Well, he's not a man.
Yeah.
Unless it's like man wolf, where he's the opposite.
So he's a hog.
He's a wolf that turned
that's
into
why,
a
like,
man.
So were's become kind of were's become like this shorthand prefix for any form of lycanthrope, but that's not actually what it means. Specifically means man, werepanther. Okay, what's the man that turns into a panther? Whoopty shit. But it's like a werehog. Well, that means a man that turns into a hog. So
you didn't know Sonic was actually a man.
So if anything, he's more like Sonic.
Maybe that's why it was okay for the human girl to kiss him, because he's actually a man in a hedgehog body.
Yeah,
he's trans.
They need to make, like, a fat Mega Man-type Sonic game where he's just some guy in a suit.
Did you say he's trans-anamorphic? He's trans-anamorphic? Is that what you said? Sonic?
I said Sonic.
No, I was talking to Moria.
Oh.
No? Maybe I heard it wrong.
SMT said he never ran into a glitch. He's lucky, then. But I think most of the discs that were sold were buggy as shit. So you might have got one of the luckier final build discs. Every other build was like a beta. But anyways, there's some game in here that they're salvaging from this EverQuest next called Landmark, which is like, I guess, supposed to be like a lead-in. Like a dual marketing type of thing. But other than that, yay for games that nobody really cared about King Can, and the developer admitting it.
Yeah, I mean, usually, like, the closest we've ever really gotten to something like that is maybe Blizzard, when they're like, we're indefinitely halting production on StarCraft Ghost, you know, that kind of thing. As opposed to just saying, like, we couldn't make it fun, we're done. I like the honesty. I appreciate the honesty.
Another game that should never have been put on Steam, well, other than a whole bunch of them, was Haunted House. Just that game. Fuck that game. I hate that game.
Yeah, I've heard that remake.
It makes my head hurt. Anyways.
Did we lose Moria?
I don't know.
I think we lost Moria.
Yeah.
I think it's just you and me now.
I'm going to try to add him back.
SMT, can you hear us in chat still? Are we online still? I'm getting no response from him. We might not be on.
Well,
we
lost Frank then.
Crap. I don't know what's going on.
We'll just keep going.
Well, are we still recording, I guess?
Yeah. That's still going. Well, we bullshit, at least. We can bought ourselves some time.
It's true. Can we add Moria back in, or how do we...
I'm trying, but I think he lost connection.
He's still sitting there talking to himself. He hasn't realized what's going on yet.
No, I don't think that.
It might be a while. I think that's what's going on. Hey, that's right. Mm. Yeah, I don't think we should read news stories. I don't know. I don't know if we should get rid of green lights as SMT.
Yeah, I don't think Haunted House is a game that was on Greenlight. I appreciate Greenlight, but it doesn't have any kind of supervision, and people can just claim that their games are in an early access state when they're really not even in a pre-alpha state, or they're actually in a pre-alpha state or something.
Hmm.
And they just claim it's early access, and then they could sell the game, and there is the loophole that never will get fixed by Valve, because Valve is sitting on their stacks of money, not caring.
Stacks and stacks. They make all their office furniture out of money, just to be like that. Even the toilet paper is all money.
SMT says he can hear us, so I think it's just a matter of Mug not being around.
All right, well then I guess I'll read the next story. Coming to us live from Silicon Era, HeroQuest-inspired Dark Quest 2, now on Kickstarter. Dark Quest 2, a turn-based isometric RPG inspired by the board game HeroQuest, has turned to Kickstarter to raise funds for its development. HeroQuest, that sounds familiar. In Dark Quest 2, the success or failure of all actions like attacks, defense, and more are determined by dice die rolls. The developer also makes mention of the Skull of Fate, which the player can also roll. In the darkest dungeons of the castle, when left with no hope, your last and only way out will be to roll the Skull of Fate and reveal your twisted fate. The game's turn-based actions are carried out by up to three heroes, which can be chosen from barbarians, dark monks, rangers, and several other classes. Oh, you're not going to list them all for us, assholes. Just kidding. All of them can grow stronger over time, and should player continue to use this, All of them can grow stronger over time should the player continue to use the same characters. Dark Quest 2 will offer single and co-op campaigns when it comes on out, as well as a map editor that will let players create their own dungeon and distribute them on Steamworks. Yeah. Yay.
Mm. Well, Mug says that he's online, but I think he might be having like connection issues.
It might be Steam. It might be Skype. I mean, I don't know.
Either way, I can't get him back on. But Dark Quest 2. There was a HeroQuest game that was released for the Atari ST. It's not good though. So, it does kind of remind me of that game, though, a little. And it's it was also isometric. But, I'd rather just have a new type of HeroQuest board game. But, this is kind of neat. I think the graphics are a little too... They're not bad, but they're also kind of pedestrian. I don't know. It's probably really early in the the development phase, so it could improve a lot over the next couple months or years, however long this game takes to come out.
Yeah, this is probably just an early release right now, graphic wise. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if this is all just concept images. The game doesn't look like that at all right now. It's like, because remember Mighty No. 9 showing 2D artwork, and, well, it's a 3D with the shitty Unreal Engine. Yay. If they tried waiting a little bit longer, they could probably use Unreal 4. Oh, well.
I can barely understand you. You kind of sound like a garbled robot. I don't know if that's just me or not. SMT, how do we sound? I know you said you can hear us, but how do we actually sound?
Yeah, I mean, if you can hear us fine, but we just can't hear each other, then Skype just sucks.
Yeah, I know. Like, I like complaining about Skype, but at the same time, I feel bad because it's free, you know. in a bit.
Or because no one's made anything like it that's better. That we know of, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to try getting Mug back in here one more time. Oh, well. Let's move on, then. We've got an article from Silicon Era. Infiltrate a 70s cult in the church in the game called The Darkness. Don't use two prepositional words in the same sentence, please. That's bad. That's bad, bad, bad. It says, The Church in the Darkness is a stealth or action game, depending on how the player wishes to approach it, where they must find their missing nephew after he joins a cult. It's slated for release on PC in 2017, followed by releases for PS4 and Xbox One. And it looks like it's a top-down game. It's like almost a bird's eye view, it looks like. And here's a description of the plot. Isaac and Rebecca Walker have built a socialist utopia in the South American jungle after a religious group felt persecuted by U.S. government. Vic, an ex-law enforcement officer, is left to wonder what is happening with his nephew Alex after he joins the group, heading to the secluded town to find out what's going on. And shit goes crazy from there, apparently. And the idea is to stealthily collect clues and evidence as they try to find out what the cult's up to. And you can use non-lethal methods or avoid detection, or they can go out and kill their enemies, which probably is very difficult because they probably can get killed really easy. It says the actions will have in-game consequences that will probably last over the course of a run. And of course, it's going to have elements of randomization. I wouldn't be surprised if the game was somewhat procedurally generated. And it says the Walkers will be voiced by Ellen McLean, GLaDOS from Portal, and John Patrick Lowry, Sniper from Team Fortress 2, with their voices relaying much of the game's backstory out of the team's PA system through dogmatic messages and talks of their beliefs. I guess the Walkers is the cult group. Yeah, I think I might have read that.
I like this idea. That's something definitely unique from what we normally get from an RPG.
Oh, yeah. It says, yeah, John Isaac Walker. Sorry. I wasn't really... Just droning on there. Oh, well. It doesn't say anything about it being an RPG, but it was kind of horror themed, and I thought that kind of fit the nature of the show, because Frank currently doesn't have an outlet for horror other than share or Wherewithal or whatever it's called.
Well, like, you were breaking up, so I didn't hear you say it was a stealth or action game, because I'm reading that now, but I just assumed it was an RPG because we were talking about it. Okay. Sorry, like, Skype is being an
addition
tonight. Yeah.
Anyways, the next article is yours.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Way of the Samurai 3 is being ported to PC, so I like the sound of this. Ghostlight is preparing another port. The publisher is bringing Way of the Samurai 3 to Windows PC. The game will be released on Steam. In the official announcement, Ghostlight said, it's been one of the most requested Steam releases in recent years. The Sengoku era is the setting for Way of the Samurai 3, which create a custom samurai and go around Amana, behaving however they please. You can be good, evil, or indifferent, choosing who you make your allies and enemies. This is determined by responses when talking to people, as well as whether you fight out all your problems or use subtle interactions and more peaceful approaches to solve conflicts. Samurai points and titles will be doled out as a response to your actions, with over 20 endings available based on your behavior. There's no release date at this point. I'm definitely interested. I love the original. I
I'm almost tempted to cancel a call just to see if we can get him back. But that means that we wouldn't be live anymore. Frank sabotaged us.
Frank did this on purpose.
Yeah. Birthday party my foot, huh? No.
I don't know. I don't want to spite SMT because he's listening to us live. But I want Moria back on, so I
maybe
I'm
I can
not...
convince him to make a fake account so I just add him back in. I'm gonna have him suggest him to restart.
Dear Skype.
Well, you said he was on a phone, so maybe he can't even get on a computer right now. Maybe his phone's
maybe
dumb.
I'm pretty sure it's all Skype. The way it sounds and some of the other problems. Like, it's Skype and Frank. I blame them both equally.
I wish there were an alternative to this shittiness.
Yeah,
but Way of the Samurai 3.
Yeah,
I heard 4 is more interesting.
Yeah,
you could tell by the graphics of 3, it doesn't look all that great on this picture here. Yeah, K2 definitely needed to update their engine, and it wasn't up there when they did 3. I think Way of the Samurai 2 was a PS2 game, and this one was like the first PS3 game.
Yeah, it does look like low res compared to I'd say more modern games. But still,
I mean, 4 was kind of low res, but it didn't look like this.
Yeah, this does look like early PS3. You're right.
But it's also being released by Ghostlight, so expect lots of bugs because they're not known for making good parts, or at least initial releases. It takes them a while to get them good, I guess.
I didn't like hearing that. Thanks for the warning, though.
Anyways, I think I'll just get Way of the Samurai 4. But if you really like 3, and you want to play it on your PC with high-res support or whatever, and want to fuck with mods, because there probably will be mods, then you can get the PC version of this game soon. It's out now. Never mind. It says it's immediately available on the PlayStation 3 and 360. I thought it was talking about this.
No, they haven't announced a date yet.
No. There is a closed beta going on, though. Or at least it will be going on soon. But, it doesn't say how you participate in it, so that's not nice. I don't think I'll look into it, because I don't care enough about the game, and I've got too much other stuff to do. I'm already knee-deep in review code, and there's still games I need to get back to that I've put off for months. I feel really bad about it, but what else can I do about it? But, I just gotta get through this month. This month is hell. Last month was hell, too. There's only, like, 3 games coming out in April I even care about, and that's Star Fox Zero, Bravely Default, and Stranger of Sword City, which I'm probably not going to ask for review code for, because I already have the Xbox One version. I could just buy the portable version later. Because Vita games and not having enough space on my memory card means I'll get the retail version instead. But
just wait till it comes out.
Yeah.
Well, you want to do the next story, or do you want me to?
Yes, it's Way of the Samurai, the only game where you can wear a jug, shove one up your ass, and place it on your genitalia. Yeah, you can do crazy shit like that in the game.
I don't remember any of that.
Did you only play 1 and 2?
What, that happened in the third one?
No, but you I think you could do that in 3 and 4. I haven't played 3 or 4, but I know you can do lots of crazy stuff in 4, so maybe you can do it in 3 as well.
Wow.
Maybe not exactly what he's describing, but you could definitely do weird stuff.
Okay. That sounds more fun than I expected. I'm down. I'm going to walk around with junk, with stuff on my junk, and kill people, because that makes sense. Yeah.
Anyways, we got another article here. It's a release date announcement. Destructoid Valkyria Chronicles Remastered is set for a May 17th release. And that sounds like it's a date for both Europe and North America. And North and South American. Never mind. But I don't know why they specified South America, because technically North America and the countries nearby it are considered a single region, and they handle releases usually the same way. So I don't know why they specified that. But, there's a new trailer, but we can't play it on the air. So you just get to look at the link later in the notes. But, you can look forward to that soon. Let's move on. This is something I wish Frank was here so that we could talk about, but,
Well, I wish he was here cause so we could hang up and start over, because this call sounds like shit.
Yeah. But, this is yours, Break.
SMT in chat says, Sony really fucked up with the Vita memory cards. If you have to pay more than $1 per gigabyte, you have fucked up.
Yeah.
You have fucked up, Sony. Coming to this live...
Sony just didn't care. They don't care about the Vita. They launched and they're like, yeah, if this makes money, okay. If it doesn't, then fuck it.
Yeah, they really fucked up with both the Vita and the PSP. They did not treat those systems right. Anyway, live from Destructoid, the Cthulhu mythos is officially coming to Pathfinder. Insanity and tentacled goodness in your pen and paper, says the writer of this article. Welcome to Tabloid. I'm going to make an effort to write about... What? Oh, I'm skipping ahead. Apparently this is about the writer himself and not about the story. Between Pathfinder and Dungeons & Dragons, it's not uncommon to find creatures and scenarios that were clearly influenced by the work of H.P. Lovecraft. If you wanted to take a deep dive into the universe, you could go straight to Call of Cthulhu, first RPG that really used the setting to its full potential. But some of us nerds like to combine our swords and sorcery with the existential awareness of elder gods looming in the corners of reality. Sandy Peterson, author of the Call of Cthulhu game, and his son Arthur saw this niche and are creating a book that will bring Lovecraft to Pathfinder, fittingly called Sandy Peterson's Cthulhu Mythos for Pathfinder. Jesus Christ. Like, that's a specific title. I guess I didn't really need that in a preceding sentence. Yeah, no, you didn't. Peterson Games Kickstarter launched today and already reached its initial goal. The book will come with plot hooks, campaign starters, and a huge bestiary with mythos monsters that have never been in Pathfinder before. If you're a rich person and can spend more than I'll make this month on role-playing, you can help Peterson make the backstory and abilities for one of the big nasties in the book. The miniatures that you can get by pledging look just the right amount of disgusting. I wouldn't mind using those for other games, too. Just gotta find a way to incorporate alien beings in my most recent D&D campaign. I don't imagine that'd be too hard. Wow. He talks a lot about himself in this article.
Well, they usually do, because they inject more opinion into their posts than just reporting the facts.
Yeah, I guess that's all right.
They do it that way because they find it more interesting to talk about themselves than to just deliver dry news.
I guess.
The only problem with that is when people start talking about their dogs. I don't give a fuck about your dogs. Give a fuck about your opinions on gaming.
Well, I guess it's all right. If he started talking about, like, his characters in D&D and stuff, like, I've got a level 4 ranger right now named Ted, and we're going into this dungeon. Like, if you start getting into all that shit, you need to die, dude.
You're going into explaining about things that only you care about, because we can't relate to it.
And I'm just kidding.
The whole point of a news site should be to A, deliver news, and if you want to inject opinion after that, then fine, but because then that could be a good way of getting other people interested. But I think if you start going into your own personal, like, diatribes about how you're doing a campaign or what your dog's doing, I think you'll lose people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely right. Well, let's move on to the next story. This is yours, right?
Yeah, and the text is all fucked up, so I have to reload it now.
That's all right. I'll do it for you.
I got it. I just need to reboot it. Refresh. This is from usgamer.net. Trails in the Sky, the third, is heading west in 2017, and Cold Steel 2 is coming this fall. So there's a release window, but not a release date. And I didn't think that Exceed would be wanting to do another Trails game that wasn't Cold Steel. And this is good news, because even though the third is the third game in the Trails in the Sky series, it's basically considered an epilogue, and it kind of doesn't need to exist. But to know that they want to finish the story in some capacity is fine, because unlike Trails SE, it's a PC-only release. I don't know why they can't do the PSP one, but I think Sony might be wanting to not approve any more PSP games, because it's probably a lot of work for them. Because
why not? They've already fucked the PSP over. Why not add to it?
They probably begrudgingly keep the PSP games available on the store just to not piss people off. And that's probably the only commitment to the PSP they have left.
They've probably got like a banner up at the Sony corporate office.
They're going to be closing the store at the end of the month. If you want to buy Summer Night 5, you got till the end of the month to use your PSP on there to get it. I thought they already shut it down, but apparently it's still up.
Yes, I need to do that. You're correct.
It's like $30 game.
Yes.
It might be more than that. But I think that's closer to what it actually is. Like 30, 35.
I'm trying to find a pen.
40. A pen? What do you need a pen for?
Writing it down. Remind myself.
Oh. Some people use notepad. I don't know. That's what I do. Who needs pens? Actually, everybody needs pens, because whenever you want one, you can never find one.
Yeah, I got like a stash of them right here on my desk, so I'm good. I got comfort.
Well, I really need pencils, because sometimes I don't feel like writing with ink. But anyways, this game has apparently 1.45 million characters in it.
I'm sorry, what?
No, characters as in text.
Oh, sorry.
That's still a lot of text.
Yeah, that is a lot of text. I'm just like, what the... How can you possibly have that fucking many characters? What are you going to do with all them characters? It's insanity. Anyway.
It says, edit began shortly after Trails of Cold Steel finished wrapping up. And we reached the 40% mark over winter break, and our first and second weeks back to the office have mostly consisted of putting together voice files and organizing what we need for English voice recording. Yes, this game's going to be dubbed, because unlike the previous two games, it did have minimal voice acting. I mean, there are battle quotes and stuff that were in Trails and Trails SE, but not actual voice acting. Like, this means entire cutscenes have voice acting to them.
Well, that's good.
So yeah, I think it was kind of weird for them, for Falcom to actually inject voice acting into the game. I don't know, maybe this success of the initial success of the game led to them having a budget to be able to do that, and that's why.
Hmm.
Because otherwise it'd be kind of jarring, just, oh, there wasn't voice acting, now there is.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what they did with Dragon Quest VIII originally, because when it came to before it came to the West, it didn't really have that much voice acting in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think they were looking in the game and they're like, people aren't going to want to read everything, so let's put voice acting in because we can.
Yeah. I like that sentiment.
They wanted to make it as much of a success as possible, and they needed to make the game accessible to Western audiences, because Western audiences, as you can tell, have short attention spans, and that's why I don't like reading.
Reading's hard in the West.
This is why most people prefer dubs over subtitles.
I prefer dubs over subtitles because
it takes... Because technically Japanese dubs are just in Japanese.
I prefer dubs over subtitles because reading subtitles takes away from what you're watching, and you miss things because you're reading instead of watching a show.
And only people that can multitask appropriately won't mind, like me.
Okay.
I tend to look at the entire screen when I'm watching, and then that includes text.
Yeah, I can't do that. Like, I have to focus on the text if I'm reading. Mm. Anyway, let's go on. Speaking of reading, coming to us from Eurogamer.net. Hotel Dust Director announces 3DS Detective Adventure.
Oh, wait, we missed something. We can work a homie discount into this.
Okay.
Yeah. This weekend, Trails in the Sky is 50% off on Steam, while Trails of SC is 30% off. Those are two chunky discounts for those games. So that would probably make Trails of the Sky like $10 at this point, and SC would probably be 30 or 20.
Either way, good deal.
I don't know if the game has gotten a price reduction since it launched, but if it's 30% off, then that would probably put it at like $25. $25 to $30 maybe. So I think the game is $30. But yeah, that's a good deal.
Hotel Dust Director announces 3DS Detective Adventure. Another code, two memories. Hotel Dusk, Room 215, and Last Window, The Secret of Cape West. Director Taisuke Kanasaki has announced an upcoming 3DS detective game called Chase, Unsolved Cases, Investigation Division. Because you want to make these titles complicated. As reported by Gamatsu, translating several staffers from the now defunct developer C-I-N-G. I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
I made a boo-boo.
What?
On the last article. It was actually referring to Trails of Cold Steel 2. That's right. Although I think there is more voice acting in general in the third. But, okay. I screwed up. Sorry. Go back to what you're talking about.
I don't even remember where I was.
Sorry, I screwed you up so bad.
I'll say here it is. C-I-N-G, whatever that is. Who worked on the aforementioned Kanasaki titles will be working on Chase at Arc System Works. According to Gamatsu, Chase promises... Sorry, it's funny that they're quoting other articles. According to Gamatsu, Chase promises a deep and dramatic detective story with dynamic images that makes the best use of adult, enjoyable, good old hard-boiled adventure. Chase Unsolved Cases Investigation Division is slated for spring release on a Japanese 3DS eShop. So it sounds like adult title without meaning actually sex, which is good.
No, adult is in, like, adult situations, but, you know... Not Adult Swim stuff.
No, that's good. That's good. Usually when you hear adult situations in a game, usually it means sex. But it's nice to hear, like, adult situations.
It just means not teenagers.
Yeah.
Teenagers, unless they're part of the plot.
Right. I like that.
Playing as an adult male who talks to mostly adults.
like that. It's good. And I think that's the last of the news stories, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to, wait, no, wait, is there another one?
Yeah, we do have one more. It's okay. It's a date for another game. Mega Tag Dimension Blon and Neptune versus zombies.
Speaking of complicated titles, what the flipping hell is that?
It launches April 26th in North America and April 29th in Europe. And I'm trying to understand how I'm supposed to pronounce this word. And it's in the headers. The Slay Hordes of Zombies at Gami Academy. That's supposed to be a play on game industry, but they're replacing industry with academy. But I don't know how I'm supposed to pronounce it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But it'll be available on both retail and PSN. And it's a hack and slash Neptune spinoff that you and Frank erroneously pegged as a zombie game for kids. Not really. It's Neptunia, but they're fighting zombies, and it's Neptunia goofiness.
And terribly named Neptunia game, another one, yet again. Now that we're done with the news, you want to like maybe hang up and see if we can get Moria back in here?
If we hang up.
This call sounds like shit anyway.
If we hang up, we're going to have to end the live stream. Because I won't be able to get...
I'll ask MST.
Just call him Yahweh, because that's the first part of his name.
SMT, for fuck's sake, why can't I say that? Okay, SMT, let me ask you. Is it okay if we switch from live to a recorded show? I don't want to, like...
At least until Frank gets back.
Yeah, because we sound like shit, and we need Moria back on here. So, yeah. Was that the only homie discount? He says he didn't know. Okay.
Know.
All right, we'll just keep it like this, I guess.
We're just going to have to do the show without Moria. His status has gone to away now, too, so I don't know what's going on there.
He probably got bored of waiting for us.
Well, he should have told us if he wasn't going to be able to be in contact with the computer. Talking from your phone, he probably doesn't have any bars or whatever.
No, he's probably just got distracted. I mean, it's been at least like 20 minutes since he dropped off.
Yeah.
Well, I guess let's just move on. So that was the homie discount. Next is Twitter questions. Let me. Well, it's just us. I kind of want to wait.
Amazon Japan. I don't know if I'll import that from them because I'm kind of done with Amazon at this point. They increased their free shipping threshold for people who don't have Prime to $49 because they really want people to go on Prime. That's why they're doing this. But fuck you for doing that. It was bad enough when you had it at $35, but now you moved it to $49. And I still have to – and because the loophole for taxes was closed, I have to pay tax. So I'm not paying shipping on top of tax. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck that. That's nonsense.
And fuck Ohio for, trying to kill that loophole. A lot of other states have to do this now, too, though. So you can blame the government entirely for that.
Yeah, what a shock. Our government responsible
for
fucking shit up.
We need more taxes, so we're going to make people do taxes when they could get away with it before. So, yeah, fuck you.
And as far as the Twitter questions, I think we're going to wait because they're questions from Freak 5, and I'd rather wait until Morgan and Frank are around to ask them. So let's move on to the next thing, which is what have we been playing? I haven't been playing anything new. So what have you been playing?
I've been playing lots of Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth, and I decided that after 80 hours of gameplay, I probably wasn't going to finish the game anytime soon, and I'd probably have played more than enough of it to just say, fuck it, I'm going to write this thing's review. And I submitted it, and it should be up sometime next week, if not the week after. Sometimes it takes them too a long time to put a story up, because when you got a baby, most of your life is spent taking care of the baby. So, whenever it gets up, it'll get up. Other than that, I played a little bit of Stranger in Sword City, and I've been playing Return of Polacroy on my breaks at work, and I played up until the point where I get to the Fire Temple, I guess, of Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess HD. I gave Frank the copy of the game I bought because I just wanted the Wolf Amiibo, and I got a review code that was digital.
So all you cared about was the Amiibo, huh?
Well, the other reason I bought it is because I didn't, because I was running into an issue with where the codes I was trying to enter were ended up being duds, and I didn't think I'd be able to get a game to play that weekend. So it's like, fuck it, I'll just buy the game, and if I get the code later, I'll use the code and just give the game to Frank, and I'll have only spent like about $30 paying for this, because I'm immediately going to sell it to him. And I sent it to Frank, and he has it, but he won't be able to pay me until later, because he had to do the birthday party.
Yeah. He's gone because of a kid, Moria's gone because of Skype. Just what the hell, man. SMT says he's been playing Gundam Breaker 3, so,
I kind of want to play that. I hear it's in English, so it's import-friendly. So even if Bandai Namco isn't releasing these Gundam games in the U.S., at least you'll be able to play them and have some level of understanding. Is the translation babble-fishy or not? Because some of them are. I know the Super Robot Wars game is machine translated, and it sounds awful. Like, I think one of the things referenced in the game was mistakenly translated as the age of Fatso. Yes. Not kidding.
Who was the star character?
It's almost as bad as the Sword Art Online translation, which is not a machine translation. It's just, well, maybe it is a machine translation, but it's a little bit more sophisticated, because you'll get normal sentences, but then you'll get referring to entering a dungeon as penetrating it. As if you were having sex or something.
It's the best translation ever. What's wrong with that? It's accurate.
Because the entire game was like that, and some things were just incomprehensible at times.
I will penetrate you with my sword. Bend over and take it. Mm. Oh, yeah. Right there.
They did fix the translation by releasing the game on PS4 and with a new translation, but I don't know if they ever took that script and put it back into the PSP game via an update. Apparently they did, but I'm not entirely certain on that, and I don't care to check it.
Eh. You can find it online if they did or didn't.
Other than that, I've not really been playing much of anything, and I had to do the whole annoyance with handing my car in.
Yeah.
And I'm not without a car. I'm borrowing my parents' car until Monday.
Oof.
And yeah, it's quite costly.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
I'll be indebted to them for a long time. I don't know how I'll make that up to them.
I think you need what kind of car do you have?
It's a Cobalt.
What?
Cobalt.
Oh, Cobalt. Hmm.
Yeah, I probably just need to get a new car at this point.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Because all the parts are just failing because it's old.
Hmm. Yeah, that sucks.
Anyways, that's my stingo, I guess. Car shit.
Yeah, I would say no shit. Fuck. Spent fortune on cars, so yeah, I'm with you on that one. My stinko goes to, well, you have to deal with this too.
Well, SMT says he only has the Japanese version, so, there is an Asian English version, though.
Oh, that's good. At least you can get it in English. My stinko goes to, Ohio being a battleground state. So every election cycle, all the candidates come to us, and they kiss our asses with their rhetorical speak. Rhetorical, that's not what I meant. Rhetoric. Rhetorical speak.
Rhetorical as opposed to what?
Rhetoric. What was I talking about? Anyway, they come to our state to, we're going to do this for you and we're going to do that. Like, they suck up to us, and we have to deal with this every election cycle, and it sucks. Hate these assholes. Clinton and the Clintons are here, and the Trumps are here, and whoever else all come to town. Like, yeah, we're going to do this for you, this, dude. Yeah, we're going to do this, this, and this. And what have they ever done for us? Jack and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, that's a politician. They just want to get in the office. They want to get the power, and they want to keep the power. They don't want to do anything with it, but they just want to keep it.
They just like feeling special. That's why
they like to lord it over us. Like, ha ha! I got the power and you don't. I got the power and you don't. Anyway, so what's your sweeto?
The week is finally over.
Yeah, you've had a bad week. I can understand that. Mine goes to, I had a sweeto, but things didn't work out the way I'd hoped they would, so I don't have a sweeto.
What are you talking about?
No, it's sports related. It's nothing like major.
Who cares?
Sorry. I don't mean it to sound like ominous. No, it's just about a game. Anyway,
You made a bet and now you have to pay up, right?
What's that?
You made a bet, now you have to pay somebody?
No, I don't. I try not to make bets because I don't like giving people money. It's my money.
You can bet food. That'd be easier.
Yeah, I don't like giving money to anybody. Girl Scout's like, hey, you want to buy some cookies? Hey, bitch, you want to fucking live? I mean...
Give me all your Thin Mints.
Sorry, I overreacted. Sorry. But yeah, so that's we've done sweetos, stinkos, and everything else. What do you have, like a logical fallacy or
no?
Or what do you do?
If
we have
you want, we could end this now and then try to get everybody else back together and do that, but and then get their input on the things that we skipped over them for because they weren't here.
Well, let me see if Maury is still, if he's around even. Because I doubt Frank's going to be back before 9 o'clock, you know. He's at a girl's birthday party.
That sounds wrong now.
What?
That sounds wrong now.
I don't know how that sounds wrong. I was just going to say, like, that sounds like a nightmare to me.
That's what's wrong about it.
How old is his daughter now?
8 years.
I was going to guess about 8 to 10. Okay, so yeah, that does sound like a nightmare of all sorts. I'm so sorry, Frank.
Loud and noisy.
Yeah. Well, you got to hope, like, you got to cross your fingers and just, you know, just close your eyes and just pray, Frank. Pray. Start praying to God that you don't believe in. No, I'm just kidding. But She'll be a teenager soon, and she won't want you around anymore, Frank. So you got that to look forward to. Yeah, I guess look forward to. I don't know. Yeah, he's not responding, so I'm going to take that as a no.
Wait, is SMT's link supposed to be a Suido? Like, even though Lionhead's closing, Sony's going to apparently be only holding a recruitment event. So I guess Sony wants to hire them.
Say that again. What's Sony? Who's Sony going to hire?
Sony's going to be holding a recruitment event for Lionhead developers because Lionhead disbanded. Because the game was canceled because they were shut down.
Well, that's cool because Microsoft screwed them, so Sony's like, hey, you want to be our friends?
I don't know why people like Steven from R9 Cast support the Xbox brand so hard because there's almost nothing good about Microsoft as a company, especially when it comes to their game division, because they can't seem to you know, make any kind of headway because, I don't know, I just feel like the Xbox brand as a whole fills the two very specific roles. Do you like shooty games or do you like sports games?
Yeah,
and that's all they do. And that's not enough to sustain a company, in my opinion, or even a division.
They're doing fine. I think they're
doing fine, but if you're going to say that the Xbox One's a much better console over the PS4, you're insane. Because, sure, the PS4 doesn't have a whole lot of exclusives, but at least has better exclusives, and at least unlike Microsoft.
I don't agree.
At least unlike
Microsoft's exclusives.
Well, you like Halo. You're proving my point.
How am I proving your point? What again? What's wrong with
game?
What's wrong with being a shooter system? Shooters are the best selling games in the.
I think you need diversity. That's what I think. But
diversity's fine. But I'm saying
The thing with the PS4 is, yeah, there's a lot of ports on the games, and a lot of the other games are multi-platform. There are not a lot of exclusives, but I'd rather play games on that console because of its specs, and it has more of the type of experiences I'm looking for. And I wish the Xbox One was a system that was like that, but it's not. And I don't like Microsoft's way of doing business because their idea of exclusive is buying the competition temporarily. So like at least
that's,
Sony doesn't have to bribe people.
That's kind of the corporate way.
I mean, Sony will pay people to get them to make games for their console, but they won't try to lock them into that console.
As far as like companies, Microsoft definitely feels like the corporate way of doing things. Like
Sony at least seems to give more of a shit about its consumer base than Microsoft does.
And then there's Nintendo who just concentrates on that. They don't have, like, the other – like, the Sony and Microsoft have other distractions. They have a lot of other business that has to be worried about, whereas Nintendo
Nintendo's problem is – has probably more to do with Nintendo of America, in my view, than Nintendo corporate. Because in Japan, Nintendo knows how to market games to – older audiences, but Nintendo of America's completely focused on selling to their core audience, which they believe is comprised mainly of children. And while that's not a problem, it's that they almost constantly forget that they have a other consumer base that they could be catering to, and they're watering down the experiences of the games that are M-rated by...
Which is sad, because they...
out.
When the Wii was out,
and it's actually deter me from wanting to play the game like a couple of these crybabies on the internet, because I still want to play the game at the end of the day. I'll live with the changes they make, but the fact that they're even doing them all still bothers me. I mean, it's 2016, and you still have a policy that's very conservative and hasn't really changed all that much.
Hmm.
And there's no one in the company that speaks up to defend certain content being changed or not. At least I don't hear anybody I know that Tom Lipschultz at Exceed at least fought against changing the characters' ages to be older than what they actually were. And I actually think that's a pretty gross thing to do in a game, because now you're giving the impression that it's okay for these characters to be older, even though they're really not, even though most of these games, age doesn't play a factor, because you're more concentrated on the content of the game when you're playing a game than the minutia. It's just kind of pervy in a way, skeevy in a way, when you inflate a character's age. Like, especially in the case of Bravely Default, because in Bravely Second, there's a 2-year time skip, and now these characters are now 20 when they're really supposed to be like 18.
So you're saying it's like, hey, this girl's 14-year-old. No, she's not. She's 17 years old. Ha ha.
All characters,
good, right?
Game are 18 or over.
Right, when they're all 14
yeah,
and 13
putting a bullshit
years old.
Disclaimer up so people can't yell at us, because they'll have to accept that claim at face value.
Wow. You know, the more you explain it, yeah, definitely that does sound like one of the more perverted things to do. that's wrong. That's sexualizing kids. It's like, if we just change the number by their name, it's okay.
Well, technically, they're already sexualizing kids, because lots of hentai has to do with teenage girls.
I know. Well, that's Japan, but I'm saying, like, in America.
But Japan's age of consent laws are different than the U.S.'s.
Right.
And the U.S. trying to conform those laws to our laws, and making games run out by our standards rather than just displaying Japan's.
Yeah.
It's kind of dumb. It's like, who cares if the characters in Fatal Frame are under 18? They're in Japan. We should at least recognize that and not find it strange at all that they're wearing clothing that's considered unacceptable in our own prudish society. Well, whatever.
Sorry, you're breaking up really, really bad. Like,
there's our free-for-all, a rant.
Mm.
On how Nintendo's dumb and then the other console makers are dumb in various ways. That was all the energy I had, I think.
This Skype is just, I can barely understand half of what you're saying. Like, I'm struggling to keep up with you because of the Skype. Irritated right now.
Yeah, either you're cutting out or I'm cutting out, or we're robots, or can't get people back on the phone. Frank's not back yet. I'm ready to stick a fork in this.
Yeah, that sounds good to me too, because I'm going to get a headache if this keeps going on, because I'm going to yell at Skype. And again,
you're going to drunk and yell at Skype.
Damn you, Skype. Why don't you love me anymore, Skype?
I promise I'll change right after this last drink.
I'll stop drinking, I swear, after the next beer, it's the last one. There's like 5 left in the fridge. After I finish those, that's it. I promise. Pinky swear.
Mm. But, yeah. I got nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
So, see you next week. Now, hopefully, things won't be broken as shit.
Yeah. Thanks, MS. Oh, my God. Why can't I say anything today? SMT, thank you for sitting through everything, especially my inability to say your fucking name. Oh, my God.
Because that's what the last part of his name is. And it will piss off religious people, so we win.
I'm sorry, SMT. And thank you, everybody who put up with this podcast, because this is gonna, I think this may be one of our worst shows. This is audio hell.
Anyways, see you guys next week, if there is a show next week.
Yeah.
But until then, bye-bye. Do 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 do.